Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwind and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We got the band back together, Terry.
We do.
It's been a while. Good to have you with us.
It has. That's what happens when I skip a week.
Yeah, that does happen. We've got some good stuff coming up for you today. We're going to kick things off with our good friend, Brittany Merlot, and talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. Don't hate me too much today and tomorrow, okay?
Brittany, while some people out there might be a little disturbed by your forecast, my partner over here, Terry, she's going to love your forecast.
I'm a snow lover,
yeah,
so bring it.
She's going to love it. Yeah, you got good company right here.
Good. Me and Terry will be out there enjoying this snowstorm then. I wouldn't even say it's a storm. It's really not that big for our area. We're going to see basically 3 to 5 inches widespread. The heaviest hitting of it is going to be from about 3 o'clock in the morning till 8 in the morning. We could see it coming down at 1 inch per hour. It has the potential to really pack a punch. So tomorrow morning's commute is going to be rough. Today we're good. Nothing's going to move in today. We're going to see actually a mix of sun and clouds and temperatures hovering in those low to mid 30s. But later tonight, that's when the clouds will push in. We'll start to see a few flurries flying around potentially after 10 o'clock. But again, the heaviest accumulations will be from 3 a.m. to 8 a.m. tomorrow.
Okay. All right. So what is snow again, Brittany? I'm just trying to, I apologize.
I'm trying to hit him, but I can't reach him. I have nothing to throw.
Oh, my goodness.
When you say a snowstorm, though, too, this year, that could mean like a half an inch. Like that we just haven't gotten much. Is it enough to make a snowman? Is it like that? Maybe that's the way we should do this. Like it only counts if it's that. If it is enough to have a snow fight or something along those lines. I don't know.
I agree with you. But I'll tell you what. Keep a heads up for Sunday. I wouldn't want to be driving around on Sunday because we are in the potential to get smacked with even heavier snow than this round. So Saturday, you're good to go for the weekend. Tomorrow morning is going to be rough. Sunday is going to be the worst.
Is this the kind of snow that we're going to get possibly over the next week, the kind that's going to stick around, going to stay on the ground a little bit with the temps and everything?
This one, sure, yes. This first one tonight and tomorrow morning should stick around for just a little bit. But I think by Monday, we are going to see rain pushing in and temperatures hitting into the 40s.
Ugh.
So it's going to be a slushy, sloppy, melty mix out there.
Oh, yep. Just a slop fest. Yep. Yep. Thank you, Brittany. We appreciate you. Thanks so much for the forecast. If we've got to get a forecast like that, at least we get it from you. You know, that makes it a lot easier. That makes it a lot better.
Yeah.
Appreciate you. Have a good morning.
You too. Thanks.
She's the best. We appreciate our friend Brittany Merlot joining us every morning. Get us updated on Mother Nature. So are you in a better mood now? Do you feel better with the forecast?
I'm feeling good about it.
That's right on. Terry, I appreciate you being with us. We'll get an update on the United Way in a moment. We got a bunch of fun things to get to this morning. We will get into, of course, the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. And as we continue our candidate series at 8:35, we'll have Ton Rayom with this Wisconsin Rapids Alder District 4 incumbent. Looking forward to talking with Tom today. And in 9 o'clock hour at 9:35, Daniel Carlson, New Coosa Mayor incumbent, is going to join us. Looking forward to that. 9 o'clock hour, we'll also have our Pet of the Week. We're just going to be reading that to you today because we won't have Tim, and Tim is unable to be with us. So Terry and I will cover the Pet of the Week this week. We choose all the pets.
Yeah.
Every one of them. We can't choose just one.
I mean, I could have brought our dog along. Well, he's not up for adoption, but we could have had a mascot today.
I would love that. I love that. I want a dog in the studio every day. I'd be perfectly
a little therapy
fine
dog.
With that. Yes, that'd be great. That's all coming up for you, everybody. We're also going to get into, come on, computer. All right. The worst things to wear on a first date. I cannot wait to dive into this one. And I am going to take a lot of notes.
I'm getting really good visuals right now.
Yeah. We'll get into that one a little bit later. Looking forward to it. Also got, would you rather get one of those would you rather questions.
Aren't those fun?
Yeah, it should be a good
fun
one. I think we'll have some fun with that one. All kinds of other things coming up. And it's, of course, Terry and I in studio together. Who knows what can happen. Before we get an update on the United Way, Terry, I did want to thank you, though, professionally, publicly.
Oh.
You made something I've wanted for like 20 years. I've wanted a waffle maker, and you got me one. And I finally got the chance to use it over the weekend, and I did not realize how much I was missing out of waffles. They taste so much better.
They're incredible. And the flip thing is fun.
Is a lot of fun. You know. They're quick. They're easy. I did not burn down the house.
Nice.
And the flavor in them.
Yeah. There's something about that hot cast iron.
I used butter
So you went stick?
Yes. Yeah. And I don't know if that made the difference or not, but wow, they were amazing.
Cool.
Best waffles I've ever had. Like, I think really by far and away. So I wanted to thank you.
How fun
really
was it cleaning that sucker?
Well, not bad.
No, it's not really bad. Not bad.
It's it did take me a little bit to get you to figure out how much to put on there. The first couple of them, like, all right, that's a little extra. We'll put that on the side. We don't need that. But I appreciate it.
When you really turn good. It, if it pours out, that's too much.
Yeah, it's probably a good sign. I appreciate that. We, of course, appreciate you and everything you and your team at the United Way do. I do want to remind everybody, we had Amy in the other day talking about 2-on-1 on Midday Magazine. Encourage you to go ahead and check that interview out if you didn't get to hear it. Go to civicmedia.us and check out the interview under the Midday Magazine section. It's a great conversation. We really got to dive into 2-on-1, talk about it, talk about the services it offers, and really understand some of the work that's on their shoulders with that job. So we really appreciated that conversation with her and appreciate all these different events you guys have going on. A big one coming up with Community Shred Day. Wanted to make sure to mention that.
Yep. So on April 10th, which is a Wednesday, we have Community Shred Day, which is hosted and sponsored by Prevail Bank here in Wisconsin Rapids. They will donate $1,000 to us for the first 1,000 pounds of shredded paper, and then Bank Account Corporation will donate another 1,000 for the second 1,000 pounds. But what the event is we all have sensitive documents at home that should be shredded. And so this is an opportunity to come and get those shredded for free. You can bring two boxes to be shredded free. And then the cool thing is, if you have a third box, right, each additional box is only a $5 donation. So it's pretty cool. It starts at 9 a.m. on April 10th and goes until 11 or until, we have to always put this disclaimer out there, or until shredding capacity is reached, because often the truck will be full. So ShredSafe comes in and he can just only, you know, take so many pounds back with him. So when it's full, it's full. Mm-hmm. But I do encourage people to mark that date. You don't even have to get out of your car. We'll have volunteers there who can, you know, approach the vehicle, grab your box or bag or whatever it is that you brought your papers in. And we will get those in the bins, and they go right in the truck and get shredded on site. So they get shredded, you know, right away that day. They're not being taken somewhere or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But a cool event to, protect your identity and thinking about personal safety and personal finance and what that means. So, again, you know, our thanks to our friends at Prevail Bank and, of course, Bank Account. We also are taking teams for United We Can. Yeah. So if people want to sign up for United We Can, no time like the present. The game will be June 17th. So that's when we are playing. I have no idea what team we're playing, but it doesn't matter. I'm just there to cheer for the Raptors. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah. I had Tyler. We've been talking with Tyler Miller, assistant GM over there. And we're so excited that he's going to be in on Monday with us for Playmakers. We're so excited to talk Raptors. And like, there's certain signs of spring. Rafter baseball around the corner, United We Can. This is one of those signature events of your guys.
So for some reason, I feel like it's Kalamazoo, but I really don't know. But that is our food sculpture contest coming up. So we are taking teams. It could be a business, a family, a civic group, a church. We've had all different kinds of, you know, groups that represent United We Can, and really about drawing attention to hunger in our community. The other thing that we're offering right now is My Free Taxes. Mm-hmm. And My Free Taxes is an opportunity for you to file your income taxes for free. If you have not done so, you can visit our website at uwswac.org. You can click on the banner that says My Free Taxes, and it will take you to the website where you can file your taxes for free. Also, just a little bit noteworthy, I think, is that it's also mobile friendly. So if you don't have a laptop or PC at home, you certainly can do it from your mobile phone as well.
It's a really easy app to be able to use. I use it on my laptop, but I've used it on the app 1 year and it worked really well. It's such a simple service that even I can do it. I really do encourage people to check it out. Nowadays, every penny counts.
Absolutely.
And if you can save not having to do that through that My Free Taxes, it works really well. I, for me, I still get all my benefits. I still get everything that I can get out of my taxes. I'm able to get through it. It really breaks it down very easy for you. I've been using it. I think this will be the fifth year.
It is pretty user friendly, like you said. So, it, you know, just walk through the steps and, and make your way through it. But that is available, of course, up until tax day.
Yes. Yeah. Get those taxes.
What are we, about a month away? A little less than a month away. So it's coming.
As they say in my family, don't go out like Capone. You know, Jimmy, they got Capone that way. You know, it's always like since I was like 5 years old, I've been hearing that.
Like there's all these other things that five-year-olds learn, except you. You're learning about taxes.
Encourage people to check that out and so much more. And sign up for that team with United Weekend, and we'll meet you at Witter Field on the 18th. Looks like they'll be playing the Battle Creek Battlejacks.
Oh, Battle Creek. All right.
Yeah, that'll be a good one. Cool. Good. That's awesome. I encourage you to do that, everybody. And get ready for Rafters Baseball. Go to northwoodsleague.com. Get your tickets and sign up for their newsletter and all the different things that they have going on over there. And again, be listening to Playmakers this Monday. Tyler Miller, assistant GM over there, is going to join us. Tyler and I are going to talk a little bit about just a little kind of behind the curtain look for the audience out there. We just re-signed up with our Rafters. So the Rafters, of course, are going to be home. This is going to be the home for the Rafters for another season, as they have been every season. Keep in mind, every pitch, every hit, every win of the Rafters' entire legacy has been right here at WFHR. And as far as we're concerned, it always will be.
That's
our hometown
team. That's
really cool. We really appreciate that. Really enjoy that. And find out more about your River Kings as they are back in action tomorrow. They are getting into the playoffs over in New York. We're cheering for them, rooting for them. Keep up to date on everything they're doing. Go to riverkingshockey.com and get ready for some more talk on that on Monday, too, because we'll have coaching and we're looking forward to it.
Cool.
The El Cafe. Oh, do you have some?
Well, I just one other thing, because I haven't been here since Power of the Purse.
Yeah.
And so Power of the Purse was last week, Tuesday, and we were just shy of raising $10,000 for early grade learning and literacy from our Power of the Purse event.
Nice.
So, I get bells too.
Yeah, woo! That's awesome.
So that was just really awesome. So, you know, again, it's been a week already, but I just, you know, shout out to everyone who attended, and of course, all of our sponsors, and, you know, WFHR is a media sponsor.
I meant to bring that up.
Yeah, no,
I got
fair
distracted.
Enough. Well, it's, I mean, we move on, right? Like, we can't dwell in last week.
But that was a really well turned out event. I heard from somebody that went to it, and she said that she really enjoyed it.
It was really great.
And the purses went like crazy and
everything
awesome.
Was good.
Really good to hear. Really good to hear. Find out more about your United Way at uwswac.org. Be sure to follow them on social media. It's a great follow, great way to keep up to date on everything in your community. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner with Terry and James on The Morning Show at WFHR. It's time for the Birthday and Anniversary Club, starring our great friends at El Cafe. We encourage you to treat yourself and get on over to El Cafe. They're waiting for you at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Head on over there. Wish them a good morning from all of us here at WFHR.
If I was there right now, I'd get an omelet.
That sounds
bacon.
Really good. They've got some good ones going on today. Their breakfast special, crepes combo.
Mm. Oh, okay. I lied.
Sounds really good. Get a nice lunch special for you, a chicken wrap with french fries or fruit. It's all kinds of great stuff. You can't go wrong with all the great things that they have on that menu. Go ahead and check it out for yourself, El Cafe. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. Get them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailf@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages. And, of course, call up, join the conversation, 424-2600, just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app, which you should have downloaded so you can play the excellent contest we have going on.
Yeah, or just give us a call.
Give
we
us a
like
call.
You.
We love hearing from you. 715-424-2600. Go ahead and give us a call. Join the conversation. Terry, I have three possible qualifiers today. Ooh. I need one through three.
Two.
That gives us that qualifier. All right, we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a happy birthday to an old friend of ours around here, Mr. Chris Woolridge.
Happy birthday, Chris.
Enjoy your day, sir.
Hope it's a good one.
Yeah, Chris, you deserve it. Yeah. Chris, still talk to him every once in a while. Good guy.
He's a great guy.
A lot of our listeners still remember Chris over the years and everything. Made an impact around here, Chris. We also wish a happy birthday to Christopher Gash.
Happy birthday, Christopher.
Another friend of the community. Chris, is, you've seen him on the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater stage many times. Chris does a lot in the community.
Absolutely.
A lot of different things. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate what he does. And I love catching up with him whenever we have a chance to. Sometimes he joins us with Encourage and other organizations. Good guy. Extremely talented. I almost forgot to mention how good he's can sing and dance. Yeah. And everything. Oh my God.
Piano.
Like,
fabulous.
I feel like Chris is one of those people, I put a fiddle in front of him and he can play it.
I think that he plays the organ too, actually.
That's right. He does. Yeah. You're right. He does. Man, he's talented. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Christopher. Happy birthday. And our qualifier today, Lori Fluetta.
Happy birthday, Lori.
Lori Fluetta, happy birthday to you. That is a beautiful name. I want to say the whole day. It's one of those names you want to say the whole thing. Lori, enjoy your day. Hope it's a great one for you. You are a qualifier today. And thanks to everybody that got us these birthdays and anniversaries. We appreciate you, everybody. Enjoy your day. Wish you a good one. We're going to get to our celebrity birthdays here, but I have to take a pause real quick because I had something happen the other day. Like everybody out there, if your parent has said your name, usually when you're in trouble, it's your full name.
Yeah.
You know, for me, James John Mailoff, you know, that thing.
Yeah.
But I noticed something, and I don't think I ever picked up on this before. My mom calls me Jimmy. You know, every once in a while. She usually calls me James, but every once in a while it's Jimmy. But I heard her the other day, and I wasn't looking, and she said, Jimmy, or something like that. And it sounded like a swear word.
Did you come out of your skin?
Yeah.
Were you like,
yeah,
oh.
Yeah. When your parent says your name in a certain tone where it can sound like a swear word, like that's exactly what it felt like then.
Good on you, Pam.
We all know those. We all know those moments. Taking a look at our celebrity birthdays here. Let's see. Scott Eastwood is 38. Clint's son. He's in the Fast and Furious movies. Pacific Rim. He's a good character actor. He's already building a nice career. Not bad. Not bad either. Let's see here. Rachel McFarlane is 48. She is the one of the voices. Seth MacFarlane's daughter. She's one of the voices on his show. Okay. Amanda Lewis is 51. MTV VJ, and she was on the Amanda Lewis show. All right. And let's see here. Okay. Here we go. 90s time, Terry. Jonas Begger from Ace of Base is 57 today.
I'm like, I don't know that name, but when you said Ace of Base, then
yeah,
I knew.
There yeah. you go, yeah. Matthew Broderick is 62 today. There we go.
Ferris Bueller.
Yes, yes. God, what a good actor.
Do you know him from anything else?
Project X and the producers. But you're right, though. Ferris Bueller is
right
the first thing you think of. The first thing you think of, yeah. Rosie O'Donnell, 62 today.
Oh, nice.
I remember her being a really, like, when I first think of her, I don't think of her as a talk show host or an actor or anything. I think of her as a stand-up comedian.
Remember me too.
A Night at the Improv on A&E, she used to be on there a couple of times, and she was great. She was a really good stand-up comedian. Nothing like as she would turn out in pop culture, kind of, you know? Much more edgy and everything. But I remember as a kid liking her and thinking she was funny. Let's see here. Slim Jim Phantom is 63. Stray Cats drummer. Oh, the Stray Cats. Makes our 80s hearts happy hearing something like that. And I think one of the greatest actors of all time, one of my top five favorite actors of all time, Mr. Gary Oldman is 66 today. Won an Oscar in 2018 for playing Winston Churchill in Darkest Hour, Sirius Black in the Harry Potter movies, Jim Gordon in the Christopher Nolan Batman movies. He is Dracula in Bram Stoker. I can keep going.
Okay.
Gary Oldman has never done a bad scene. Never. This is one of the greatest, most perfect actors you will ever see on screen. There are a few people that I've studied more than Gary Oldman. And so much so to the little intricacies that he can do, the little details that he adds that is so different than other actors I've ever seen, including some greats that I look up to. There's few people that are pay attention to the details like Gary Oldman does. There's one other thing that I think is really noteworthy about him. Gary Oldman's famous for playing villains. Dracula, you know, all these dark characters and everything. Everybody that has ever worked with him talks so highly of him. Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Potter himself, credits Gary Oldman with he would not be as well adjusted. Not talking about his acting or anything. Talking about him as a person and how he's handled his celebrityism and everything. When's the last time you heard a problem with any of these Harry Potter kids? But you know, all of them, like, that's not how child stars. That's not how that usually works. He believes that Gary Oldman is a big part of why he and his cast turned out the way they did. Gary would sit there there and talk with these kids and talk about the scenes and laugh and have fun with them. And then the camera says action, and boom, he's Gary Oldman. He's just locked in and ready to go. Like, that's a true actor right there. It's not just being credited and being good on screen. Lots of actors are talented. Lots of people can do stuff on screen. It takes the true essence of an artist, of an actor, is bringing people up with you. It's not, I'm this great. I want you to be this great, too.
Well, yeah.
I want you to be up here with me.
Who you are when the camera's off.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. So much. That's he's talented and everything, but the reason I keep rambling about him is because of the person he is offstage.
That's awesome.
Is so much. Let's see here. Roger Hodgson is 74, Supertramp guitarist. Supertramp, good band. Timothy Dalton, 78. Whoa. Yeah. Wow. He had a good career.
He had a good career,
Timothy Dalton. Still working. Still very, very working quite a lot. Ross Stone is 79 from Sly and the Family Stones, the organist for Sly and the Family Stones. And Johann Sebastian Bach, born in this day in 1685, passed away in 1750. Man, I remember some Bach concerts. Guy can rock. No. Bach was responsible for some of the greatest music ever written in history on the planet Earth. There's a ton of great music that Bach has read.
Think about how long ago that was.
Yeah.
That's pretty remarkable.
The thing about, there are a lot of great artists that we've gotten to experience that have been around in the last 50, 100 years. And their music is timeless. The Beatles, the Stones, you know, so many of these bands and everything. And then there's guys like Bach, where it's hundreds of years their music, and it's still relevant. It still gets used.
Stands up,
yeah. I can't think of much, there's legacy and then there's something like that. I can't even wrap my mind around. It's impressive.
It's pretty awesome.
One more time, wishing happy birthday to Chris Woolridge and our good friend Christopher Gash. And, of course, our qualifier today, Lori Fluetta.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy your day, everybody. Have a great day. Everyone out there, we're wishing you the best of days.
And
enjoy.
They have crepes at El Cafe right now.
Yeah, you want to head on
that
over
really
to El Cafe, everybody. That does sound really, really good. Head on over to El Cafe. Wish them a great day from all of us. They're at 221 Market Avenue, beautiful Port Edwards. Treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe. Wish them a good day from all of us at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Have your host, James Jay. I'm joined by Terry Johns, and we're going to continue our candidate series right now. Here at WFHR for over 80 years, we have welcomed on all of our local candidates, giving them equal time and an equal time of the day to be able to talk about their issues and reach out to their constituents. We're very thankful to all these candidates that have been joining us, and we're going to handle today's interviews the same as we've been doing all of them. I'll ask some questions, they'll answer them, we'll move on. We'll keep going. To remind you that you can find out who is on your ballot, if you are registered, where to vote, all the key information you need to know at myvote.wi.gov, myvote.wi.gov. We have in with us right now Tom Rayom, Wisconsin Rapids Alderperson, District 4 incumbent. Tom, thanks for being here.
Thank you for inviting me and having me on. Glad to be here.
Tom, we are really one of our bigger causes around here. One of the things that matters so much to us and to me personally is encouraging more and more people to be into civic service, to run for boards, to run for positions like yourself. So my first question, the essence of it, is that. How have you enjoyed this experience?
I've enjoyed it. I've been on this for a long time. I was involved before I became an alderman. I mean, went to meetings and whatnot to see how government operated. I went to Madison, I guess, to see how they ran to make sure I knew what was going on. I tried to make sure I knew what was going on. And that's, so I've been, first got elected as alderman, I was actually in 1992. There was a stretch of, I think, about 4 years where I wasn't. And then I ran again and got back in. And so I've enjoyed the time. I've joined the growth of the city, but also I think at times when people would say we're going downhill and, we've lost jobs and whatnot, but I think at times we've been too negative about what's going on, and we have to, even though things might look dark at times, that we have to present a progressive attitude that we're trying to come back, not just to be in this doldrum of that we're not doing anything.
Tom, what do you see as the responsibilities of an older person?
Let's look at, I think, it's city-wise, but I think the district that you're in, to see how it's growing, not growing. If it's, I have where I'm at, I have a terrific grade school, a Washington school over there. I think it's there are areas that maybe we need to look at that are become maybe more blighted, might be the word or whatever, that take away the looks of that. And people will say, well, I have the right to make my place look like it is, but and that's true, but to most people, I think, to make it look a little nicer than that. But it, the district, it's, what do we want, it, you know, to have the roads nice, to, presentable neighborhoods, business to come in. We have grocery stores and that, so it's, but it's to try and spread that around the whole city, too. It's not just district by district. We look out for ourselves, I think, to do that, but it's, when it comes down to it, it's you support what the district wants, but it also has to be what is the best for the entire city, that we have to do that. So,
we're speaking with Tom Rayom, Wisconsin Rapids Alder District 4 incumbent. Tom, how do you look to include the community in your decision-making?
Well, like I said, and one thing that we've had over the years is actually a decline of people who attend the meetings. Mm. I mean, you go back years ago, there were people that were there. I can remember a gentleman that was still attending meetings, and he was 99 years old, and you know, and passed away. But I mean, he was still involved in what the city was doing. He had been a business owner prior to that, you know, as in his working life and that. So I think it's people to be involved. It's to just get in and to run is one thing, but I think to research what you're really getting into, okay, of what it is, and to know the ins and outs. Okay. And in your own mind, you have to have beliefs, too, of what you believe in, mm-hmm, you know, of what you see what the city can become. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always, it should always be that we're looking out to make the city better than what it is, mm-hmm, to keep improving. Because you know, I'm getting up in age, but I would hope that my kids, grandkids, and that are going to have a better opportunities than what I had when I grew up. And I know that's an old cliche thing that, mm-hmm, people say, but it's I think, and I would hope most people would want that to happen. Mm.
Tom, our last question for you. We can get you out of here.
Why? No rush. Except to be home when, before the snow.
Before the snow. All right. Well, we won't keep you that long.
Yeah. I know. Why should voters cast their ballot for you? Any final thoughts?
Okay. Well, I think, you know, without getting into it's a win-lose sometimes of what the position is, because at times you have to take a position that may not be popular, but you have to explain why. You know, it's people want to say cut taxes, but which would be nice. Everybody would agree with it. But at the same point in time, and I think it involves all politics, is that if you want to do something, what do you want to cut? Hmm. If that's what the deal is, tell me. City government, a big part of what our budget is wages, benefits, mm-hmm, the workers that we have. Do people want to cut that? Mm. And what do you get by cutting that? Mm. Do they want to cut snowplow drivers, mm, as we have snow coming?
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to cut police that we need? Fire departments. We have to make tough decisions. One was the other night, and I know not everybody is probably real happy with it. There are reasons people supported it, opposed it, but we have a fire truck that actually, when I was first on the council, we bought, and we're still using it, and we're past time when we should have bought a new truck. So now we're at the point of where it's a half or so dollars being talked about, but if we had done that 5 years ago or so or whatever, it would have been cheaper. How do we pay for it? That's to be, we should decide that at the time we're doing it, but sometimes it's only possible to get there by people agreeing to buy it, and we'll take care of it later. But it has to be done. We can wait another 5 years. Mm-hmm. It's probably going to be $2 million or more by that point in time. So we're just putting off things like that, those are built, you know, I'm going to have to, my younger people in that are going to have to pay for, but it's over a period of time. But if we wait longer, it's going to cost more to get that. So we just have to get our acts together, I think, and to be positive about it. And I think, you know, we just to come in, we like I said earlier, we have, as we get into this, and I think, and this is my belief anyway, that we, there's a reason why we run. Mm-hmm. And I think people should say that. What is the real reason they're running? Mine is that I want to make the community better. I've been around here. I grew up here. I've lived here my entire life. I grew up in Port Edwards. I went to grade school there. I went to Assumption High School in the Rapids. I've lived in the Rapids for a long time. I worked for with Stomptar Papers now. Many different names why I work, but I worked there for 45 years, which you don't hear much of people saying anywhere working that long. I've enjoyed the area. Mm. We've had our ups and downs. It's the, to me, it's the tide to keep going and to, you know, resurrect this. And we have to get away from negativity, because I think, but, you know, to debate something and sound like you get something is not really always the case. It's what is the best way to go, but to go. Yeah. It's not just to say no. How do we get to the best resolution of what we want to do? And I think I've done that. I've worked with a lot of different alderpersons over all these years, and you know, some have been very conservative, some have been more liberal, maybe. But what I do tell people is that actually was more, and I hate to use the word, maybe not hate, but the word fun, because we did have our disagreements and we argued. But we were friends. Mm-hmm. We were able to talk, and that's how we resolved issues. We didn't always agree on maybe a resolution, because we had the debate, but we had the debate. Mm-hmm. And that's what is missing. People want, it's my way or no way, and I, you know, there's, to argue your belief, your points, that I think is most important.
Really testing my journalistic integrity here, sir. I'm not supposed to comment on anything, but I could not agree with you more. Could not agree with you more. And I really do appreciate the touching on the divisiveness and everything. I think that's an important topic.
I've been on the radio many times over the years. It's been a long time.
Well, just do me a favor. Keep doing this, because I need this job. And you're very good on the radio. So please don't take my job. I need this job. But thank you very much for not only the time today, Tom, but what you've given to our community, the time that you have put into it over the years. Thank you very much for your service. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Want to remind everybody that our friends over at the League of Women Voters are going to be having a meet and greet going on today. Learn who will be on your ballot. Join us at McMillan Library for this meet and greet with candidates of local public office. From 6 to 7 today, Wisconsin Rapids mayoral candidates and Wisconsin Rapids City Council members will be there for candidates districts 4 and 8. And then from 7 to 8 tonight, Wisconsin Rapids Public School Board candidates, Town of Saratoga Supervisor candidates, all will be there at McMillan Library tonight starting at 6. Be sure to meet them over there. And you can find out more from our League of Women Voters at lwvwra.org, lwvwra.org. And again, myvote.wi.gov is the website to check out for all your other for all information on voting. And at 9:35 today, we'll continue our candidate series. Daniel Carlson, NACUSA Mayor incumbent, will be with us. We'll be back with more on the morning show here at WFHR.
You'll say we've got nothing in common, no common ground to start from, and we're farming.
Terry and James here with you. Couple of 90s kids, so got to play some 90s stuff. Yeah, it was one of those songs. There's something about the music you grew up on, even with a one-hit wonder. I don't even have to think about it. Deep Blue Something. Like, I haven't thought about this band in ages.
Ever. Yeah.
But I know the name of the band, like, out the top of my head. I could not tell you what I had for breakfast this morning.
Nothing.
I'm not even sure what I... Yeah, actually, you're right, yeah. I don't know, but I know that. I knew that. Like, it's just funny. You can hear more great 90s hits every Sunday from 8 to 9 with Unlabeled, our 90s mixtape. Join me for this fun show that we have right after Seth Faces the Music from 6 to 8. It's a great time. Get us your requests. Email me. Get us any of your 90s songs you want to hear. If it was released from 1990 to 1999, we will play it. Let us know. Terry got me a request this morning, a really good one. looking forward to playing it for you coming up. It's going to be fun. I want to get into this one, Terry. And speaking of the 90s and dating and wearing the wrong thing to a date,
oh,
which
this is good.
I'm pretty sure every date I've ever been on, at least I'll say this, my first date, every first date I've ever been on, I've worn the wrong thing. I'm almost positive.
Did you wear the same thing for all of them?
No, well, I might as well have. Pretty much. It's me. You can imagine what I would wear to a first date. It's probably dark clothing. It's more than likely. And something that doesn't
like
make me look
like a
good.
Rugby looking shirt.
Something.
Yeah.
Probably. So someone polled 3,000 Americans from all walks of life and asked if a poor fashion choice or two would make them say no to a second date. Only 13% said it would matter at all. 56% said that factors in. 31% said that's a total deal breaker. And they wouldn't go out on a second date even if the person seemed like a good match just because of their clothes. Oh,
well, I mean, seems okay. Like a big extreme. I don't know. Yeah, but okay. What if you show up in like Zubas?
Yeah, okay. No, yes.
You are not getting a second
100%,
date.
100% agree with you. I will say, though, too, out of these 3,000 people that they surveyed, I got to gather with looking at these numbers, all of them are like under 25. Because if you were over the age of 25, you the older you get, the less, it's not that you settle, but I think you start understanding a little bit more of like, well, okay, maybe I was a little too picky, or maybe, I need to understand that there is no such thing as a perfect person out there for you.
Does it depend where the first date is?
Ooh, good question. Yes, very good question, I think. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's a very good question.
Like, if you're going to a movie, maybe comfier clothes is, probably fine. But, like, if you're going out to dinner and the person shows up in, like, sweatpants.
Yeah. No, that is a red flag. I'll even admit that one. Yeah. Even I haven't done that. Yeah. So here are our 8 fashion choices that at least 1 in 5 Americans would see as a big red flag on a first date. I think we don't have to. I had a listener ask me this before, what a red flag was. And in her defense, she's been married for like 40 years. So I think it's understandable. But
caution. It means caution.
Means like, okay, this is definitely not somebody I want a second date.
Puts your radar up, right? Like,
I'm not even giving this person my last name. Like, I'm not even going to let them know my full name. That's the kind of red flag we're talking about.
I'm going to grab their phone when they go to the bathroom and delete my number.
Yes. my name, James Johnson. Yes, Johnson's my last name. Wearing a full tracksuit, 28% said red flag.
Agree.
Yeah.
Although it does make me think of Will Ferrell.
And I've probably done that. I'm going to be honest. I've probably done that. Yeah.
Really?
I was really young. I'll say that. I was
like, like 43?
Yeah, I was 35, Terry. 35. A full designer outfit head to toe.
Agree.
Yeah, that one. I could see that.
Over the top. Right?
Yeah. I'll be the first person to admit, because I am probably the greatest example of not knowing how to dress yourself at my age. But the idea of finding the balance of, okay, you don't want to put on airs, probably. If everything works out the way you want it to, you're going to have a second, third, fourth date. That's a lot to keep up with if you're dressing to the nines. Yes. Every single time and everything. But you also don't want to look like a slob. So you got to find that balance. I could see that being a little difficult. At the same time, a full designer outfit does kind of that does seem like mud. Number 3 on the list, Crocs. Here's another thing about this, Terry, and I know we
you don't have Crocs, do you?
No, I don't.
Yeah,
I've never had a pair. Never.
I know we've talked about this.
I've never even tried a pair on. That's another one I had a listener say to me, because I was joking. I think the last time we talked about Crocs, I was making fun of them or something, and she's like, "Well, have you ever tried them?" I was like, "No, I've never put a pair on." So that's, to be fair, I've never even tried them.
I think
them
they have a place. I mean, like, I have a pair. And honestly, I probably use them more for like just doing like outside work, or when I'm doing pool work, like that kind of thing. I don't think anyone's ever seen me with them on outside of my yard, probably. But plenty of people wear them. That's fine. But I do see sometimes people wearing them, and I'm like, what in heaven's name is happening with this outfit?
I have something else here that I'm noticing with this list. And I know we don't do this very often in society anymore. Equality is very important, and you hear me ramble about that all the time. But I do think that there are differences, clearly, between men and women. I don't think it's a harm to notice that. It's part of what makes both sexes amazing. Whether there's plenty of things to highlight about women, plenty of things the highlight about men. And I think the things that we are interested in are different, obviously. And I'm looking at this list, and where you're coming from, I get. But as a man, I will tell you, if I meet an 8 out of 10 woman or something like that, and she has Crocs on, not going to faze me
so
one
you,
bit.
So you have to pick her up for a date, and she comes walking out with like teal Crocs on. You're not even like, not even a little bit. Double take.
Yeah. If everything else is great, like, that's the last thing I'm worried about is her shoes. Like, do we like the same music? Are we laughing at the same things? I can put up with a lot of fashion choices. I dated a girl for like 3 years, and every time she wore different socks. She loved,
like, mismatched. Yep, you're saying,
yeah,
okay.
It was a thing for her. Yeah, I mean, I don't have a high bar when it comes to these things. I think a lot of guys are like that too. Oversized sunglasses, especially if it's at night. That's another one on the list.
That's just weird.
Yeah, I don't know what the. Yeah, I don't know why. like a gag,
like,
kind
who,
of thing.
Like, who does that?
It's kind of like somebody coming in with a huge sombrero on.
Do you
or
remember
something
those?
Like, that.
You could get them at the dollar store, but I'm sure you get them other. But those sunglasses that were like. Really ginormous, yeah, you know, for fun, yeah. Like they were a costume thing. Like, that would be maybe funny, but...
I could see, like, certain pairs of sunglasses kind of being a little bit... Maybe not a red flag, but like, huh, maybe.
But, yeah, like, you come out, like it said, at night, you come out with these great big sunglasses. That's not like, good. What, are That's you drunk? Good. Like, what, you want, you want me to see your eyes? Like,
are you... You have to tell me if you're a vampire. I mean, you have to tell me. That's got to... Come on,
you Because you would
that
probably like that.
Yeah. Well, maybe. We'd have the same hours, at least, you know?
See?
I don't think we have the same diet, but at least we have the same hours. It's always nice. Anything with a huge logos on it. So you're wearing a shirt and it's got a big logo on it. I'm not sure about that one.
I don't know.
Try to find a shirt that doesn't have a logo on it nowadays.
I guess it depends on the person. I mean, for me, like if it was a sports logo, you know what I mean? Like, you come out with like an Adidas t-shirt on or something, that's fine. Mm. But like if it's some big, like it's Fendi or like you know, going back to the designer thing, like if you've really got to show that you have some clout, then
Should I have been taking notes this
you know,
whole time?
I think yes. Or you probably just start sending me a picture before you leave the house.
that's exactly what I'm doing.
Give yourself enough time to change, though.
What you have just done to yourself, you poor, poor person. I'm so sorry for you.
Give yourself time to change.
Yeah. A shirt that's way too tight. Okay, I could see that being one, too. I could see that. Well, let's go ahead and open this up to the phone lines. Good morning. What's on your mind?
You probably figured I was going to call in this one.
Yeah, I had to. I was waiting.
Do you have Crocs on right now?
I can't wear Crocs at work.
Okay, if you weren't at work, would you have Crocs on?
If it's a comfortable job, I could do it.
Are they the ones with the are they the lined ones or the regular ones?
No, they're camouflage. Man.
And do you wear your adventure straps or no?
You've got a lot. Man, I didn't know there were so many Croc questions coming up here. You really do. But you're like me with our politician, our candidates, and everything. Hey, answer the question.
All right. So, what are your thoughts?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay. So, James, I'm kind of on your end where. You know, probably, and like you said, between a difference between a male and female and their thoughts of what the people wear is, you know, to me, if the person's comfortable, I just don't want to see them come out looking, you know, like with, you know, pajama pants and Crocs and, you know.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you know, at our age, if they would interview someone, probably, you know, do this survey with our age, they'd probably become completely different from, you know, the 19 to 30 year olds. It might be completely different.
Couldn't agree more.
You know, I mean, on that list, is it sandals with socks on there?
Oh, heavens to Betsy. And I'm sure they're white tube socks, too.
Ankle socks with sneakers is on here, but that is not on here. That's a good one, though. That's a good one.
Why? What's wrong with ankle socks with sneakers?
Yeah, I don't know.
You're supposed to get the low ones, no-rise ones. Although,
I hate those socks.
The ankle socks are making a comeback with the kids, so those are probably okay.
Yeah.
But socks with sandals, come on.
Yeah, nobody should be a socks with sandals guy. It's kind of like the fedora. It takes a special person to be able to pull off a fedora, and they existed in the 1920s. Like, outside of that, there's not many people that can pull off a fedora, especially on a first date. How many scenarios are there where you should be wearing a fedora? I love fedoras. I think they're really cool hats, but like on stage. Not like in real life. I don't know. I'm walking around with a fedora.
I mean, so like you two, seriously, you invite a girl out. You're going to go. We're going to go grab some dinner and have a drink. Mm-hmm. So in my mind, that's like a kind of a like Ida's or something like that.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So something casual. And you go and pick her up, and she walks out in like baggy sweatpants and Crocs and then like a logo t-shirt. You're good.
Is she cute? Is she not?
I don't know, because she has big sunglasses on.
Oh, darn it. Okay, well, the sunglasses, that does throw it off a little bit. That does. But no, we're not as picky. I don't know if we're not. I shouldn't say that. I'm not as picky.
Here's
I'll just speak
the question,
for myself.
Though. Leggings, honestly, are probably worse than sweatpants after a certain age.
Yeah, I think
exactly.
Kev's put it perfectly. I think I feel the same as you do in this. When it comes to, like, to me, the sexiest thing in the world is somebody who's comfortable with me. Is somebody who feels relaxed, feels comfortable, and oftentimes that means sweatpants. That means, you know, being more comfortable. Not on the first date, maybe, but eventually is where it's at.
Sure.
Stuff. The first date thing, though, I see where you're going.
I think
with
you got to stick with what the question is. I mean,
yes,
it's not about being superficial,
right.
But it's like this is a first date.
Yeah, yeah. And there are things that you, well, okay, because this is how this person's presenting themselves the first time. Then I see
and
where
so
you're going.
So it's only downhill after that.
Yeah, I could see possibly where you're going with it. But then again, Terry, I'm 47. Like,
hey, beggars and choosers,
right,
dude.
Right.
The deal breaker might be on my end. You know, if they come out with, you know, if they're wearing Crocs or some type of, you know, sandal or something, nice jeans. But if it's a Taylor Swift T-shirt, I'm not even getting on a car. I'm not even putting the car in park.
It's like laying a patch of rubber outside the person's house.
Then let's run right away.
See, we all have our things.
You save some time that way. I always appreciate the time, man. Thanks for calling up.
And if you're wearing socks with sandals, you should probably stop. That's a public service announcement to all.
Saw that too much in the Dells. I'm sorry.
Have a good one, man.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Looking at the rest of this list. That was so good. Looking at the rest of this list. 14% would be turned away by a man purse. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I can see you. I can see that one a little bit. The fanny pack, I will add to that. Yeah, you can't show
Depends
up with a fanny
going.
Pack on your
what
first.
What if you're going hiking?
True. Okay, that's different. Yeah, if
I'm
you're going.
I'm just saying. A backpack or a
actually, hiking on a first. That's a good first date. I never
Depending.
Thought of that. I like that. Well, yeah, it's a very good. Yeah. I really do got to talk to you before these things. I really do. Also on here, fedoras. 14% with fedoras.
Oh, see?
I told you. Yeah. It's
so weird.
It's a cool hat, I'll admit. But I don't know about like wearing it just every day and that kind of thing.
But if you're going to see one on someone, aren't you seeing it on like someone over a certain age?
Yes.
Like you're not seeing
yes.
it on a young person.
Yeah.
I don't think.
I agree.
I mean, my visual of it is not that.
A vest with overly large armholes. I don't even know what that is. I don't know what that is. Yeah. And band t-shirts, they're saying. Band t-shirts could be one of
them. It depends, I guess.
Yeah. Maybe.
That wouldn't be a deal breaker for me.
Well, especially if you, you like that too. That could
Unless
be an icebreaker.
They wear it for the second, third, fourth date. Same shirt. That's a problem.
Or to what Kevin was saying, there's point and everything. If it's an artist you don't like and you see it like that, that could be a bit.
But it could be.
Yeah, I don't know. That one's not so bad, especially because some of the other things on this list and everything. We are going to go ahead and check in with our partners, get you an update on news and state news and local news and all that. And we'll have some more fun coming up for you. We're going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour with our Pet of the Week from the Southwood County Humane Society. Also looking forward to talking with Nakusa Merrill candidate Daniel Carlson in the next hour. That ain't right stories. Good stories of the day. We'll get you an update on the United Way and all that coming up for you with Terry and James right here at
This is locally.